Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So we learned what we already knew. Joe Biden knew all about Hunter's shenanigans. No question about it. If you've got a son that's got a drug problem to the level that Hunter Biden is, and you're a loving dad, which Joe Biden appears to be, you know every move your crackhead son is making. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Tell us the obvious, right? We're not stupid. Look, I could sympathize with Joe Biden if he says, look, guys, my son has a crack problem. He's got a drug problem. Many Americans experience this. I hope you'll bear with me through this. I could sympathize. If he told us, you know what, he did lead us into some things that could, you know, that have me in a bit of a pickle. I could sympathize. But well, you know what they do? They lie. The same way these suckers lied about this election. Let me tell you. I just came from, the other night, came from a meeting with a guy by the name of Jovan Pulitzer. And if you think that we're going to stop these guys from lying and cheating in the skullduggery that they do by just putting cameras in front of drop boxes and things like that, you are dead wrong. They changed the rules at levels that would make your skin crawl. Things that were legal for, up to one point, they change it for a week, then change it back in order to not violate the law. It's the language in which they say and do things. And this guy talks about it. He says, this is how they beat you. And I was blown away. It's rare. I'm going to tell you, folks, that I'm blown away. I was blown away. So we're going to talk about that in Beyond the Mules. That is going to be one heck of a documentary. Anyway, Joe Biden, they say, this is from the Daily Mail, called his son Hunter in late 2018 to discuss a New York Times article detailing the younger Biden's dealings with a Chinese oil tycoon accused of economic crimes, telling him, I think you're clear. Now, this is Joe Biden that said, I don't know anything about my son's dealings. The voicemail was discovered on a cell phone backup contained where? Anybody? Anybody? Well, if you guess Hunter Biden's infamous discarded laptop, you would be right. And it contradicts Joey Demento's statement that he ever talked about Hunter Biden's dealings, his overseas business transactions, with anybody. He was intimately involved. And let me tell you, I don't have a problem with a father being involved in his son's dealings. I get it. What I have a problem with is when they lie. And that's what these Democrats are doing.
Hey, Palace Dad, it's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, this is going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think you're clear. And, Anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you.
So just to put this into a little bit more context, they say that Jim, or James, who's Joey Demento's brother, uncle to crackhead Hunter, he was the one who kind of threw Hunter under the bus. So here's what how they say it. They said, after the Times story was published, Hunter's friends texted him, teasing him about Jim's indiscreet comment to the newspaper that linked Hunter to Patrick Ho. Devin Archer, Hunter's longtime best friend and business partner, who's now serving a year in jail for defrauding a Native American tribe. Yeah, no surprise there.
White men go after red men. Red man in jail. No, not
in this case. They got Devin Archer in jail for a year. Anyway, here's what he says. Nice quote from Uncle Jimmy. I hope you thanked him for that. And then here's what Hunter responded back. Took it totally out of context, actually. The text itself that it was said in. Either way, yeah, I'm delighted. Look, I don't know how big boy politics are played, but here's what I'll bet you. New York Times knew everybody's in part of this cabal, and they said, let's make sure it Hunter's clean. It keeps Joey Demento clean, keeps Obama clean. But Hunter Biden, that just in case you guys have forgotten, the whole connection of this was Hunter Biden essentially said, I'm working with the top Chinese spy. That's what this was about. The top Chinese spy. Says it turned out Jim was telling the truth. After Ho was arrested, he contacted Hunter and paid Hunter $1 million retainer to represent him as his attorney. Can you just think for 1 second. Would you hire a crackhead attorney who, I don't know if this kid's ever prosecuted a case. Nothing. Given Hunter Biden's background, I'm just going to say it this way. Would you hire him as your attorney? Because I wouldn't. Look, folks, this is a very simple premise. Joe Biden and his family are crooked. The media protects them. All of the infrastructure, the government apparatus protects them. If you believe for 1 second that we are dealing with two parties and a media that wants to get to the truth in this stuff, you are delusional. It's not even conspiracy theory to tell you this. And let me tell you, I'm not going to get, they're not going to get me down. Because now we know how the game's being played. But when I tell you that you must understand how big this system is rigged, please pay attention. Because what I've learned about this system over the past week or so would bring tears to your eyes. What is going on inside of this country to go against you? And this is a perfect example. If this were Donald Trump, what would we be talking about? This story. Let's not forget what just got kicked off the news cycle, the fact that Joe Biden took showers with his daughter. If that were Donald Trump and it were Ivanka, you can believe there would be a parallel story being run, and they would be trying to root him out of the presidency right now. They do nothing with Biden. If we were talking about the massive inflation that Trump came in post-Obama and created, we would be asking for his head on a platter. But you know what the Democrats do? They tell you to grin and bear it. It's okay. Joe Biden tells you, so what? You want to know why? Because it's rigged. Black folks, if you think they give a crap about your vote, black leftists, they don't. Women, they don't care about your vote. LGBT, none of it. They don't care. They don't have to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
Defined in a single word as a what was that word, Joe Biden? I'm gonna struggle with that. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Wow, look, I don't write the guy's speeches. I don't know how difficult this is. America can be defined in a single word. Jehoshaphat. Gobbledygook. Nincompoop. I mean, give me a word. Bahusha Husha? That's pretty close. That's like Kofefe. You remember what Trump did, Kofefe? But Azefusha Minifufu. What was he trying to say? I don't even know where he was going. I'm literally listening to this thing dozens of times, and I'm trying to figure out, what was he trying to say? America can be defined in a single word. You know, chutzpah. Go get them. You know, what he, remember when he said something about three words? He said, it can be defined in two words. He said, let's get them. And people are like, you know, that is three words, not two. But that's typical Bidenisms. It's when your brain doesn't function right. America can be defined in a single word. Mosaic. What would be your single word to define America? Would it be Zahutu? Again, every time this guy appears, he puts his foot in his mouth. You, let me put it this way. You're the president of the United States, supposedly, and I use my finger quotes. You're the president of the United States, and you can't give us the actual word that you think defines us? Where would it be? Spirit. It's one word this dude is supposed to come up with. Kevin, you're overblowing it. Kevin, come on, man. He made a mistake. You do it all the time on your radio show. I don't do this. I don't do that. If I come in here and go, listen, folks, the theme of our radio show today is going to be people would be writing me, Kev, you okay? You okay? I mean, I would be questioning it. Wow, man, what a dolt. Was it written on the speech? Here's the other thing you ask yourself. They write everything down for him. Did you see the paper that they had when he was appearing to talk about the Supreme Court? It literally told him, sit down, say this. It had, you know, like, emphasized words for him to say. Things like this. Tucker Carlson talked about it. I don't know if we have the clip, but it couldn't have been good because, I mean, Tucker recognized that Joe Biden is just a dolt.
It's kind of a sad story. None of the details will shock you. They won't say confirm what you already knew. But still, as a news program, we feel duty-bound to tell you that today in the White House, Joe Biden was photographed with a card in his hands, a card of instructions. These are the kind of instructions you would give to a child. This is essentially elder abuse at the hands of his handlers, Ron Klain. Anyway, the card contains a series of step-by-step instructions for Joe Biden, as if he literally had no idea where he was. Now, these are not complex. It literally reads this. This is verbatim. You enter the Roosevelt Room. You take your seat, period. You thank the participants, period. You depart. What are we to make of this? Dr. Mark Siegel joins us tonight to assess. Dr. Siegel, thanks for joining us. I'm not quite sure what to say, but you're the physician. What's your response to this?
Yikes. Tucker, you know, I always say that I haven't examined the president, but somebody thinks he needs this note card, don't they? His staff. You take a seat. You ask one question. This explains why only one question he takes. Then you depart. Let me tell you something. There's something called executive function, and I talked about that last time we discussed this. Let me tell you what executive function is according to all the neuroscience journals that I looked at. Plan. Focus your attention. Remember instructions. Juggle multiple tasks. Plan your actions. Time management. Organizational skills. And memory. All the things that if you didn't have them, they'd put it on a note card for you. They'd control you with it, right? And you know what? Guess what he is? He's the chief executive. Another word, cognition, means thinking, means knowledge. And why did the president not have a cognitive test last year during his physical?
So the card, and I should have noticed it at the outset, I was looking at it here, the U is in all cap.
Again, I mentioned that. In the note, it's got you do this, you, and it's all caps. It's to make sure he understands his role. Who does this? This guy is impaired. And if Donald Trump, if they showed that note for Donald Trump, I'd be saying, look, guys, we got to look at the 25th Amendment. This isn't me being mean-spirited. I don't care who the president would be. We should have been looking at this, and people, well, Kevin Reagan was suffering from such and such. Well, then they should have looked at it. We should have looked at it seriously. I was too young. Don't blame me. But if Donald Trump was handed a note card like that, I'd be saying, look, guys, we better be looking at who the VP is. And then hopefully it's not Pence. By the way, I saw a poll. Somebody was talking to me about a poll that had Pence like number two or number three in the run for presidency for Republicans. That's nonsense. I don't know who. Don't believe that poll. That's wishful thinking. That's the Pence team doing that. Anyway, getting back to this, Joe Biden is a demented dude. I don't say that to be mean-spirited. He is brain damaged. If you try to juggle things with him, he can't do it. He's alluded to it. My handlers, oh, they'll get mad at me if I keep talking. They'll get mad. He's a guy that cannot, he has no filter. He can't help but spill the beans. And we're entertaining this guy as a serious person in the world, dealing with complex issues that require cognitive abilities that are reserved for people in their physical and mental prime. These legislators that we have, folks, they are going way too long past their prime. It's funny, in the real world, they will give you a time when, you know, mandatory retirement kind of things, where a company can say, that's it, you're done. But in the political world, you can stay there until you drop dead. Joe Biden has shaken hands with nobody. He's walked in circles in White House parties, practically into the curtains. It's unbelievable what we've witnessed here, and the left doesn't want to sound any alarm bells because they're afraid of what we will think. Well, we already know. But they can't let you know. They cannot tell you. They can't admit it. What kind of pathology is it? Like I said, man, I have no problem telling you that I'm losing it. I talk about it all the time. I go, you know what, man, I am not the physical beast I used to be, which makes me more deadly in terms of martial arts, but I'm not. I'm nowhere near the physical specimen I was when I was coming up through the ranks. Neither are most of you. You recognize when you're losing it. It's okay. You gain skills in other areas and abilities in other areas as you lose it in certain other areas. That's how life evolves. It doesn't evolve like that for Democrats. They want to hold on to lies and relics.
Kevin Jackson Radio.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Over 50 illegal immigrants were found dead in San Antonio Monday after they were trapped in an abandoned tractor trailer without water or air conditioning in an attempt to illegally cross the border. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says that the Biden administration's policies cost these illegal immigrants their lives.
This is where we are. This is an administration that is a culture of death. Every policy that they have results in death.
Two Mexican citizens have been charged in connection with the case. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer will formally retire at noon Eastern on Thursday. That'll follow the release of the remaining rulings at the end of the High Court's term. Breyer writing a letter to the president saying it's been a great honor to be a member of the court since 1994. USA Radio News. President Biden is announcing an increased military presence in Europe.
Because of Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine, President Biden announced Wednesday the creation of a permanent headquarters for U.S. forces stationed in Poland, as well as new deployment of troops and weapons to Europe. The number of U.S. troops deployed in Europe soared to 100,000 in the wake of Russia's invasion in February, with 10,500 members stationed in Poland. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Fry.
A Texas legislative committee is back at work interviewing witnesses to last month's deadly school shooting in Uvalde. It's led by State Representative Dustin Burroughs.
Thus far, this committee has interviewed 21 different witnesses. We are scheduled to interview 9 today.
State Senator Roland Gutierrez, who represents Uvalde, is suing the Department of Public Safety for denying him access to public records. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's official. Joe Biden will be primary. He will have competition in 2024. And as I have stated multiple times on this very program, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, Joe Biden will not be the Democrats' nominee for president. He will have competition. And what's funny about it is it's hardly anybody mentioned are the people who ran against him in the previous primary. All the people who thought they were presidential material, beginning with his own VP. 844-551-8255. Again, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The Democrats have no bench. Things are so bad, folks. I want to tell you of the trial balloons being floated about as the next loser of the presidency in 2024 against the Republican candidate. This was an article that is in Politico. You can look it up for yourselves on 623. Democratic Governor's 2024 Presidential Election. Now, normally, you wouldn't even let an article like this, I'm talking about with the control that the left has of the narrative, they wouldn't even be floating this trial balloon. They would not be promoting this. They wouldn't be teasing it. Nobody would be saying a word. But from the moment Joe Biden split his pants on the border and, you know, did it, had his issues with Afghanistan, and then started dealing with Russia, I'm talking about practically from day one, Democrats were already looking for the relief valve. The pressure this man has put on that party is enormous. And there's no way they can get out. Because to jettison him is to jettison his ideals and everything that he stands for and everything that they stand for. He makes a great stooge. The problem is, he's demented. He doesn't know how to handle it. Anyway, Politico wrote, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker trekked to New Hampshire last weekend to rally Democrats for abortion rights. So Pritzker's going to run on the notion of, I like to kill black babies in more disproportionate numbers than I do other kids. See, that's the way I'm going to always explain abortion to you, so you can put that in your lexicon. When somebody says, well, I can understand that a woman is pro-choice, and you say, I do. I understand why there are white women out there who want to kill black babies in disproportionate numbers. I get it. I'm with you. I'm with you, pal. They're going to be like, what did you just say? I said, you are a racist that believes
that black women like to kill their babies in disproportionate numbers, and you, as a white enabler, like to do it. Yeah, I can understand why you like Governor Pritzker. You get it? For those of you who say, Kevin, how do I learn how to fight like you? That's, I'm teaching you. Get your dukes up. Keep your elbows tucked. Keep your chin down. Yeah. That's, I'm teaching you. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, billionaire. How's Illinois doing? Have you looked at this state? They're not doing very well. Why? Chicago. They got a black woman that looks like Beetlejuice. She does. I'm not trying to be mean. She does. Lori Lightfoot looks like Beetlejuice's black sister. Anyway. So, his state is being ruined by a lesbian black woman. And he's doing nothing about it, but he's being touted as a presidential contender. This is a guy who wasn't even mentioned before. Oh, you know, want to know something? The Love Gov wasn't mentioned in Politico. Cuomo, he's not mentioned. But Pritzker went to New Hampshire. You know why? The reason why they bring up New Hampshire, a state nobody cares about, it probably don't even know where it is, because that's where they're going to hold one of the primaries. So when they trek up there, they're testing the waters. For Politico to be telling you this tells you all you need to know about their faith in Joe Biden. They have none. They go on. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy's allies launched a federal super PAC and a nonprofit, which have aired $2 million in TV ads about Murphy's inflation-fighting efforts. In other words, Murphy's disassociating himself from Joe Biden and also sending a sign that he's willing to spend money to get his name out there for when the eventuality occurs that the party gets rid of Joe Biden. Now, before I move on, let me ask you this. Joe Biden can't even tell us the word that represents America. I can't help but laugh. But he can't even tell us the word that represents America. But the Democrats act like he's going to be their man. Look, he's toast. He's toast. So anyway, you got Pritzker, a billionaire out of Illinois, a crooked dude. Very, very crooked. You've got Phil Murphy's allies. I like how they put that. Federal super PAC, they've aired $2 million in TV commercials about Murphy. They're positioning. Democrats even have the nerve to offer up California's governor, Gavin Newsom. They write here in Politico. Let me read this. And California Governor Gavin Newsom has appointed himself the Democratic pugilist-in-chief, calling his party too timid, and joining Donald Trump's social media platform, Truth Social, to challenge Republicans on their own turf. Publicity stunt. Publicity stunt. Gavin Newsom joining Trump's social. Ooh, wow. Hail Caesar. The dude who's run California into the ground. If it weren't for federal bailouts, California would be up a creek. Losing more citizens than they gain has been this way since Newsom became governor. King of the lockdowns. This guy thinks he is God. I don't say that lightly. I met Gavin Newsom multiple times. This guy thinks he's God. Last time I think it was Costa Rica, I saw Gavin Newsom sitting in the L.A. airport. It wasn't LAX. It was a little airport. And getting ready to go somewhere. And nobody cared about him. He had security, a couple people, but nobody was over there like, oh, my God, it's our governor. This was in California. There was no hoopla, nothing. It's like I told you guys when I saw Pence at an event. Nobody gave a crap about Pence. It was like, he had three people talk to him. Three. Gavin Newsom had his bodyguards, a couple of I don't know if it was his family, whatever. I don't know where he was going, but it wasn't that many people. And he was prominent, because you know him. He loves a camera. Nothing. I mean, nobody talking to him. Nobody going, great job, Governor. Anyway, they're saying to Joe Biden, in no uncertain terms, you're not our guy. They said he plans to run again, but the 2024 parlor game has intensified as Democrats privately raise concerns about his age, hovering about that, and the prospect of a midterm rout in November. Democrats know they're going to get their butts kicked in the midterms. And let me tell you, if they cheat, and they will, but if they were to win in the big cheat and keep the House and keep the Senate, this country would lose it. The Democrats, I understand they want to cheat. I understand they have to cheat. I get it. Nobody listens to them. Their ideas are so crazy that they can't win legit. But if they were to win this time, I think it would be insurrection. It would be a real insurrection because people would know. They'd say, there's no way. You can't watch what Biden's done and say, I agree with this stuff. And that's why he's struggling. This is not just about his age. It's about his age. It's about his cognitive ability. It's about his policies. That's what this is about. It's multifaceted. They said, amid the will he or won't he speculation, Democrat governors are positioning themselves as future party standard bearers. None of the people. Buttigieg, he's out. Kamala Harris, he's out. I mean, she's out or whatever she may be. Who do we know if she's a woman? She's out. Give me the candidates. Andrew Yang, Julian Castro, the other three black folks, Cory Booker. You want to hear his voice? Cory Booker, we are going to really do some things here in America. We're going to make it happen. I mean, they're toast. They said if Biden bows out, when he bows out, Democrat governors will be well positioned to step in, seizing the advantages of state leadership. What state can step in? Let me tell you, the only governor who could be president of the United States today is Ron DeSantis. No question about that. There's no Democrat governor that can beat Ron DeSantis. There's no Democrat governor that can beat Trump, by the way. Just want to be clear. They go on interviews with more than a dozen Democrat strategists and operatives, surface a lengthy list of would-be political contenders. Aside from Pritzker, Murphy, and Newsom, there's North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, who won the state even as Trump prevailed there. Gretchen Whitmer, you know you're the bottom of the barrel if you're bringing her up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
White privilege much, Joe Biden? Hunter Biden? We've been talking about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. I started the hour talking about Joe Biden knowing what his son's involved in with China stuff, something he dismissed. But here's what's worse to me is the double standard. I've told you guys, I said before, I'm a father. You would help your children, period. And sometimes it may be tough love, but you will help your children. And Joe Biden has bent over backwards. I will not argue that this guy has tried to be a good father to Hunter. Now, I don't know what he did to screw him up, But he's trying to make amends. And they are ace coon boons, as we say. They love each other. Hunter dotes on his dad. It's his hero, he says. It's the strangest relationship. Because I'm going to tell you, there's no hero here for me. Welcome, folks. Welcome, Kevin. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. I'm going to welcome myself to my own show. Glad you guys are here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I get it. Joe wants to be a good dad. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Showering with your daughter, that doesn't make you a good dad. Driving your first wife to commit suicide doesn't make you a good husband nor a good father because he killed his daughter, his first daughter. But this, what these guys do to enable and to, like I said, this, you want to talk about white privilege? Hunter Biden is the most acclaimed crackhead on the planet. This is an article from the New York Post. Joe Biden inadvertently financed son Hunter's dalliances with a Russian-linked escort ring. Now, let me just stop here for just a second and ask you, do you remember this thing called Russian collusion? They accused Donald Trump of it. Well, how about this? For the record, this guy I talked about earlier, Jovan Pulitzer, he says the Russian collusion thing was a ruse. He says Russian collusion allowed the clandestine agencies, the FBI, to open a back door so that they could cheat in the elections. He goes, that's what that was about. He goes, don't be fooled for 1 second. They kept you, you know, in subterfuge over it, but that's not what it was about. And he talked about what changed when they could say that the Russians were influencing our elections. It allowed them to run the backdoor channel to the voting machines. I'm going to talk more about this in depth. And maybe I'll have Jovan on because he is unbelievable. This guy has an unbelievable number of patents. Brilliant dude. Boy, sometimes you just want to get in the mind of people like that. Let me go on. Biden wired his 52-year-old son $100,000 to help him pay bills from December 2018 to January of 2019. $100,000 to pay bills. I want to say it again. December of 2018 through January of 2019. That's 2 months. These are records that came from anybody? Anybody? If you guess Hunter's laptop, you'd be right. Ding, 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 ding. Hunter Biden, meanwhile, get this, had spent more than $30,000 on sex workers between November of 2018 and March of 2019. So let's just do the math here. November, December, January, February, and March. Now, when they say through March, I don't know if that includes March or if that's just through January. But 4 months of sex worker. Hey, he's fueling the economy, the Russian economy. This guy paid $30,000 over 4 months. $7,500 a month. On sex workers, prostitutes. He used an exclusive model agency called Uber GFE. I wonder if Uber gave them rides. Uber GFE. Now, I want to stop for just a second and forget what I said. Don't worry about the Russian, why they did the Russian thing, but the whole Russian collusion thing as it relates to Trump. Can you imagine if Donald Trump sent Don Jr. $100,000 for a 2 month period, and then we find out that $30,000 of it was spent $7,500 a month on sex workers? That's, I know it's cliche. It is. It's cliche. It's not good radio to just, well, what if Trump did? What if Trump did it? But it's true. And it's not just Trump. Pick any Republican of note. Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, Ron DeSantis. What does it take to get the Democrats to look at themselves and go, you know what? This is pretty bad. Nothing. There's nothing. There's no depth. There is no depth that they could dig to, stoop to, bow to, that would make the Democrats get rid of them, because it's rigged. Joe Biden, they continue, wired Hunter $5,000 while his son was, quote, actively engaged with one escort, and was also convinced to send another $20,000 to pay for his stay at a New York drug rehab program that never came to fruition. So in other words, Hunter took the money from daddy for rehab and probably spent it on more Uber GFE prostitutes. Now they say Joe was unaware that his money was going to Russians. And all, okay, look, I don't know if I loan you money, I don't know what you do with it. So I'm not gonna jump on Joe Biden and link him to something like this. But come on, folks, is he not aware that Hunter? Here's what's incredulous to me, or incredible, because incredulous isn't the right word. What's incredible to me is that the media would dare jump on the Trumps. Anybody surrounding him, Papadopoulos, Mike Flynn, etc., try to ruin their lives while this is going on. I'm talking tying them to Russia. This is going on. We talked earlier about Hunter's ties to China. Did you ever hear that brought up by the Trumps? Oh, I don't know. Probably did, but I don't recall. But the point is, if Donald Trump and his son had any linkage to China to the degree that Hunter had, do you think they would have gone after him for that? Of course they would. They went after him for Ukraine, knowing that Joe Biden had threatened Ukraine and saying, if you do something to harm my son, I'm going to pull this $1 billion. We know how Joe Biden feels about his son. To say that he wasn't protecting him is ridiculous. Anyway, they go on, they say, in a series of reports in October 2020, the Post first detailed the business dealings of Biden's younger son in Ukraine and China, based on documents and data found, anybody want to guess? Yes, the laptop. Hunter Biden's now under federal investigation for possible tax fraud. Why isn't Joe Biden under federal investigation for tax fraud? This is the easiest case to follow. If we had a justice system, if we had a legitimate justice system, Hunter Biden would be indicted. I don't know whether he should be in prison for it, but he would be indicted, certainly for the money, the way he's been handling money. And I suspect his dealings with these people put the United States in some form of compromise. I'm not going to say what, because I truly want to give these people the benefit of the doubt in certain ways. I'm not going to be one of these guys that just says, let's pile on the Bidens. I respect the relationship between Joe Biden and his son Hunter. I respect it. I think that is a beautiful thing. The problem is, it's not being used for good. It's being used for evil. And Joe Biden is covering for his son. He's enabling him in ways that a father really shouldn't do that. His son is enamored by his dad because of that. His dad has never abandoned him. There's some people that will go, Kevin, that's a beautiful thing. It is. There are elements of it that are beautiful. But not when it goes against truth and morality and ethics and the things that we try to teach as a nation. Let me put it this way. How much better of a nation would we be if we played by the rules? If we knew that there was one system of justice and we didn't have a government that is, and I'm going to prove this in another broadcast. I promise you I will. We don't have a government that's against us. It's actually trying to take away our guns, take away our freedoms, and make us be complicit to whatever they choose to do, whatever whim. And it's only a handful of elites who would dictate that policy. I'm sorry, I don't want to live in that land. And I'm not going to. And I'm going to do everything I can to stop your children and my children and grandchildren from having to ever see anything close to what we're witnessing ever again.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.